Top Hill Recording Podcast, episode 210. Tonight, our special guest, Bedford.
Trouble Thank you, everyone.
What's up, fellas?
Dude, thanks for having us.
All right, you guys. So, new lineup. So, reintroduce yourself and introduce us to the new fella in the band.
Well, I'm Sam. That's
Tristan.
And that's Colin right there.
There we go.
Colin's played in a whole bunch of bands around Lexington.
10 years?
Yeah.
10 years.
Almost a decade.
No doubt.
I've known you guys for 10 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
we little lads.
Totally, you know, man, it was awesome hearing you guys. Earl was very complimentary of the
new. Yeah, I don't want to interrupt you. I was just gonna say, yeah. I mean, Jesus, the fucking killer. Like, where I've done like 30 episodes for Top Hill or so, and out of like 200. And when I first started, I felt like every band was like my favorite band. I was like, holy fuck, they're awesome. And then like I started to realize there is levels to stuff and everybody's good, but some people are like above and beyond. And I said this to like everybody in the band already, but I heard so many good things about you all, and I've listened to your music, and it's obviously great, but I've heard about how good you are live. And I know this is a different setting, but fucking above and beyond everything I've heard. And I've heard like exceptional things from anyone who's mentioned you. And it was like, this was my favorite set in here. I was like jamming back there. Like everybody's so soulful. It's crazy, man.
Thanks, man. Yeah.
I know this room's different for a band like you all, but fucking killed it in this little room.
You still feel it in here, man.
We're usually like super fucking loud. Like,
yeah, we
really
are.
Really loud, like way up there.
Yeah. It's nice. Like, I think I've heard like several people say it, but it really, it's a testament to how good your songs are, or if they're good. Because like, if you can't carry a tune in a living room, can you carry a tune? I mean, that's a fact. Like, I don't know.
What's been our catchphrase since around Thanksgiving?
Honestly?
Just a bunch of dudes playing songs. And if you don't have the songs, then you're not a bunch of dudes. And if you don't have the dudes, then you don't have the songs.
Dudes and songs.
And it's killer songs.
Songs.
Like, all of them, like, were absolute. I was just jamming. Like, I mean, it's right up my alley. It's grooving. It's soulful. It's, like, old school, but, like, your own flavor to it. It's like I said, it's everything I've heard. And, like, I mentioned to you before, like, we originally had Magnolia Boulevard scheduled for today. I don't know if no one wanted me to say that, but they had it rescheduled to another day. And I was disappointed when they rescheduled because I was stoked to see him. And then when you all got added, I was like, yes, because it's Monday and I worked all fucking day. And it was honestly kind of a shitty day. And I knew this was going to make my day better, but like legit, I mean, blew me away. Like I'm so excited for
me too.
For
you
that.
You guys are awesome.
Just absolutely killer.
Good vibes that brings good playing out of us. You know,
appreciate it. I mean, yeah. I mean, you all are like probably too so far. Like it seems like very comfortable with each other. Like of all the bands in here, you can tell you're just a fun group of dudes.
Yeah,
like
friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've known him.
Oh yeah, we've known each other since we were like six.
Yeah.
Literally like 20 years.
Very long time. Lived together. Grew up together. Learned how to play music together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what I tell people when they're like, dude, you guys are really tight, like rhythm section. Because we do some like studio work for people, you know, like just drums and bass. And I think it's just you learn how to play music together. You learn how to play music together.
You get that mic closer.
Sorry.
We're on a show, damn it.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
No, you really do. I mean, would you spend that much time together? Like, you just, I mean, and you're playing music. I mean, there's no other choice than to just, like, get real tight,
mm-hmm.
you know? And it's good that we knew Colin.
It was just a natural
we
thing.
We needed a guitar player. So, yeah, it was just, like, a natural thing.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are talking so much about being kids when you play. And, guys, you guys were kids when I met you.
That's true.
I was 21, and you guys were...
Colin got us first gig in Lexington.
I was like 16.
You guys were 17 or 18. So
yeah.
I'm 4 years older than you guys.
Yeah, so yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I was you know, just doing the young band thing in Lexington forever.
Mm-hmm.
And when you guys showed up, my mind was blown. So like, obviously, we've been friends ever since. Like, they were high schoolers, right?
Yeah,
all right, then I saw them go to Moorhead, and then they hit it harder. It's like, damn, okay. They just kept doing it and trying and trying. And you know, their reputation speaks for itself, but you know, there's a long way to go.
Yeah.
But it was kind of natural for us because I mean, we've shared bills together a ton of time.
Oh, yeah.
So we thought it was going to be weird when I came along. We were like, well, I guess I'll just do a couple shows with you guys. You guys are in a pinch. We're buddies. Like Sam's done similar stuff for me before when I've been in pinches. Me and Sam have played some shows together.
I didn't think it was going to be weird at all.
Yeah, but I just didn't know what to expect because of the chemistry. I didn't know if I was going to be able to play like myself or I was going to have to play like the way you guys had previously played.
I had a tender heart.
You know,
not
what?
Ready for love. No, seriously, I was like very nervous to try. You know what I mean? Just as I am with everything. I'm very like, who knows what's good or bad at this point, you know? Like, but I got to stay that way because honestly, since he's been in the band, he just kind of opens me up to being able to just write. And that's what I'm best at. I'll still book here and there, but I just want to write music because that's just, and play the drums because everything else, I've wanted it too bad being a kid. You know what I mean? And now we're not. Like, now we're grown up, kind of like even keeled, and he brings like even a wiser perspective to already 26 year old perspective versus 19. So it's just a season of like change, maturing, And now, like what he's saying, like we still got a little bit ways to go. I think we've had all these irons in the fire for 8 years, and now we've got the lineup, the songs, you know, to hopefully make those like fires.
Yeah. Well, let's kind of talk about that because for quite a long time, you had a lineup set where you all had your irons in a fire all together, and you kind of had a wrench thrown in that fire that made you guys adjust to where Colin has now stepped in the position that he's in. And Colby was with you guys, grew up with you guys as well, right? And
that was Trevor.
Yeah,
or Trevor. Yeah, yeah. True. Colby was the redheaded dude, right?
No, that's who's Trevor.
That's Trevor.
Yeah.
Why did I get everybody mixed up?
Trevor St. John.
Yeah. Shout out to Trev.
Okay, so you grew up with Trevor, and then Colby was with you guys for a while. He took off, and then you stepped in. So that was a huge shift for you because
it was all in the same year.
Well, just kind of inside baseball, for you know, the listeners, we had a podcast set up, or we were getting one lined up, and it ended up kind of just getting, you know, I caught you guys in the mix of that where you all really didn't know what was going to happen. What, for you two in particular, what was that like for you all to get thrown, not necessarily thrown anything different, because you know how bands are. Bands come and go. You all have had different lineups and people come and go.
Yep.
But man, you know, from there's a transition in sound going on with what you guys have going on that is totally, like Earl said, is totally, totally just, it's awesome. It's so soulful, and it's got this funky new thing that you guys are doing, which I love. But there had to be a transition for you guys when you really didn't know what was going to happen. So what did that look like at that moment when it was down to you guys going to figure out that next step?
Yeah, that's good. No, I mean, terrifying, but also not, because like, I don't know. I have been in that boat before, you know what I mean? Not even, I guess never in that boat where it's like, can we play a show right now? Like, literally, we just have drums and bass.
Yeah.
That's rough.
I was going to do it. I was going to do it, dude. I was literally...
He was down, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of got
Sam
like
Sam could cover it, man.
I just got like a fire, honestly. I was honestly kind of fired up about it. I was just like, well, fuck it, dude. It's just me and you. Let's just do it.
Like, see, I'm like, dude, okay, the cars... I'm like... If the car's running right, we got AC, I'm like, dude, let's go 90. Like, I'm ready to go. But if like Sam breaks down, you need Sam. He is a clutch. Like, okay, now he's like awake. Okay, I can change a tire. I'm like, what the fuck are we going to do? Like, that's, I don't know. So it's good. Like, Sam did help a lot through that, just keeping me cool. Because I get anxious as hell, dude. Like, but also... this sounds fucked up, but I'm kind of thankful for trauma sometimes because, like, that's where the songs come from.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Lonely Night. Like,
yeah.
That's how you write that kind of stuff. Like, Alice in Chains is like that. You know, they're like, we wrote the best shit when we were poor and hungry, fucking, like, depressed. That sounds sad, and it kind of is. But I think it's just like you need some times where you're deep in love and there's roses blooming and you're writing the happiest little ditty. Mm-hmm. But then you need times you're like, I just got to write sad. I'm sad. I got to get the sad out, you know?
And yeah, it's like it actually gets it out of you.
It does. Cathartic.
Most of the time, I think those translate. You know, there are a lot of people that strive to be songwriters. I think that they're getting get real systematic about things. And you can do that. It's okay to do that because it keeps that muscle for you rolling. But I think when you add what you're really feeling and you can actually put that on a paper and you are feeling the words that you're throwing. You know, you bring up Alice in Chains. I mean, you think about the depths and the darkness that they were in when they were in their throes of heroin, where one of the two got out alive.
Yep.
And you know, there's magic in that, but that's because they're looking at death in the eye.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah. I mean, and dude, like inside baseball, I've struggled with like suicide, you know, I don't really struggle with it as much anymore, but especially during COVID, dude.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Isolation.
And I wrote songs about that, man. And it's like, they're painful, but like the best moments to me, and this is fucked up, but like misery loves company in a way. Like when I write a song and like I'll show it to Sam and he'll like just cry because I'll close my eyes. I don't really know what the fuck's going on around me when I'm singing it. Yeah, but that was the best moment of my life. You know what I mean? Like I strive for that. If I can make them feel something, then I can make you feel something, and I can make anybody listen and feel, because it's just, it starts, he's known me the longest, and I feel like there's just no bullshit there.
Yeah.
He's my editor, dude. He's like, this song did not make me feel anything.
Yeah, no, I can tell when you're bullshitting pretty hard.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, that's, you know, that's corny. That's not, and it's a, not in a mean way. It's like, I need that. I need that, I guess, like, gutters on the bowling, you know? Like,
yeah, this dude writes so many of
I've
our
songs,
I wrote
38 songs since Colin's been in the band.
Yeah.
No kidding.
That's fucking crazy.
It's awesome.
But I didn't write for like 6 months.
Yeah.
You know what streaky. I mean? It's it, yeah, it just pops.
Penny Hardaway, yeah. Man. Streaky shooter. Yep. You know,
yep. I'm that way big time. You know.
It
yeah.
just pops, dude. And then
I think
like,
that's a, I think that's a real true way to be though. You know, you're not forcing stuff, but when it comes,
mm-hmm. yeah, when it comes, it comes, it flows, dude, like a like a fucking water.
Flows I like need the Kobe first with the fro.
Like yeah. if you can get the first sentence of a song, you can write the whole song.
Yeah, it's most drummers do all the writing in the band. Yeah.
It's weird, terrible. Dude. I know, but I don't do all of it. Like the first song we played, that was
yeah.
that was him. And I would be lying if I said anything I write is shit. And this isn't like self-deprecating. It's just honest. Like, I like what he edits it. He's a producer. That's what, like, especially, and you tied up, like, you listen to the recordings, but you hear how great they are live. We're going to fix that. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what we're fixing right now is fixing
translation.
That.
Yeah, trying yes. to translate live to...
I'm not spoiling anything. We finally captured it. I can't wait till it comes out. I don't, you know, I can't because like now we have a songwriter majority. I don't write everything. He showed up with chord progressions and a couple words. Like, not going to claim it all, but I write a lot of it. He edits
You're really
it.
Good at it.
Well, thank you. And he's really good at editing it. Like, this isn't authentic. That's how, that's what I think Sam brings to the table is just
oh yeah,
a raw authenticity of like, like what you said, I don't believe you. You know, like I don't believe you on this song or that song. I really believe you. That don't mess it up. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, how do I sell that? You know what
no,
I mean?
No, 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 no. It's not about selling it. It's like, how do you make like the most sprinkles. Amount of people claim it as their own? How do you make it feel like it's not about
Universal.
Selling it? Fuck selling it. It's about how do you make people feel it the most?
Yeah. The university, so
that's the most important thing.
Universality.
One of my
universality. Universality.
That's a new word for me.
One of my favorite songwriting quotes of all time is: everyone can write a song that about themselves and how they feel, but when you can write a song and have the listener claim it as their own, that's when you have a special songwriter on their hand because everyone they hear it. And then there's something about it that they can capture and they can relate it to their own personal experience. That's great songwriting.
Yeah.
Yep.
Totally. Totally. How do you get to that point though? You know, I mean, having the process like that to where you have people that not only buy into, but invest into what you're doing and having that relationship where, you know, not a lot of writers can have them, somebody tell them, yeah, it ain't hitting, dude.
Without, it's trust, dude.
Yeah, well, it's trust, and it's also being vulnerable enough to go, you're not saying it to be mean. You're saying it because you're my brother. We've been doing this forever, and you want to make it better for us. This isn't about me and you. It's about this group, and it's very authentic to see on our side people work together like that, especially as a group.
Yeah. I think that's what most of it is. It's just trust and time.
Yeah, it is.
Two T's, man.
The
T's.
It's a band.
It's T's. Trust
and things
time.
Out, man. Trust and time.
Yeah. Yeah, which me and Tristan have a lot of. Like,
dude,
spent a lot of time together. I've probably spent more time with him than
anybody
yeah. in the world.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it is.
But I mean, it's nice. Like going back, like I get anxious, and I get PTSD about things. We have a conversation about this stuff probably once a day. But like, Colin's really good about. You know, I don't know. It's not old man over here, but like he's experienced in the sense of like, I've seen this. I know how this is going to pan out.
Yeah.
Like literally there was I was like, dude, I don't know if these two dates at this place are going to work out. And he's like, give it time. Give it 5 days. They texted me while we were here and like dates confirmed. You know what I mean? So that's just like young Tristan, I mean, would have panicked decided. And now I'm just like, namaste. You gotta
let it come to you,
yeah,
man.
Dude,
it
sounds like it's different.
Well, it sounds like Colin's a voice of reason, number one, a little yes. bit. But you also work in the radio industry, you know. So you probably have seen not only your side of things as a musician, but seen other people come through that display a lot of different characteristics. So you see the good and the bad of a lot. So that probably gives you another angle to give advice. And having that person in the band that's a little bit not non-emotional, but doesn't make decisions emotionally is always nice to have.
I am an extremely emotional person. It's just...
He has the ability, unlike us, to go...
You have to.
I wear it on my sleeve, man.
It's music, man. It's music.
But touche, it's music. You know how lucky, I got to feel it.
You know how lucky we are to even be here? Every time we get on stage, we're lucky.
That's good.
You got to take a breath and just be so appreciative wherever you are and whatever brick you lay to try to build into anything. I was in a band with all my buddies growing up. That's how you know.
Yep.
And the first thing you said to me was, well, we want you because you're a band guy. And I've always been a band mm-hmm. guy. I'm not a me guy or a guy that's going out and playing with other people. Like, no, I play with my people.
Right.
And it has to be that way because there's something special about everyone coming together for the greater good, the greater sound, the each being a different puzzle piece. And then it becomes bigger than yourself.
Exactly.
And Bedford's already, that's what's cool for me. It's like Bedford was already bigger than just the both of you, even though you guys founded these kids with Trevor.
Mm. Right.
And then all those eras with Colby, who's incredible.
Yep.
But like when something becomes bigger than yourself, that's something you want to be a part of.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And dude, like Ty finally putting a bow on the Trevor and Colby thing, like it's bittersweet. I miss those guys, but at the same time, like things happen for a reason. Both those guys are doing awesome.
Yeah.
Like, they're doing great. And they're like, honestly, they're probably happier. I talk to them a lot. And it's not like, dude, they'll probably find another venture with music one day. You know what I mean? And I hope they do. But if they don't, like, it's just, there's more than one way to skin the cat, I guess, as my dad would say, to life. Like, and just because you grew up doing it a certain way, like, things change and just kind of have to, like, roll with the punches, I guess.
It's like when the Chili Peppers got Dave Navarro.
Mm-hmm.
Colin's our Dave Navarro.
That's terrible. He only played one record. Yeah. No, that's terrible. Why did that like
We just formed the Chili Peppers.
Shani's my favorite fucking guitar player.
I thought that was pretty funny.
You robbed
Sam,
him.
That was a terrible analogy.
Yeah, you robbed him, man.
I did it on purpose.
I guess what he's saying, Colin.
Can you please grow a goatee?
Yeah, Colin, I think he's telling you it's going to be a short run.
Oh, God. No. He's the Frushon. I mean,
please tune in later for our live fight in the parking lot.
You're not Dave Navarro. Please don't hit me.
Take it back.
All right, hold on.
I'm coming for your throat.
Let's reevaluate this situation, man. Yeah, all right. So, not that it's a good transition from the Dave Navarro, but there has been a huge, in my opinion, transition in your music. You know, the last iteration seems to be very Southern Rocky. Fun, vibrant. This is still fun. Super, I mean, just funky. Funky and bluesy and soulful.
So much soul,
which
man.
You had some of that in the last time you were on, but man, this was just a total different vibe, in my opinion. Do you guys, do you feel like this is more of you? What you're doing currently.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It's not a bash at all, actually. I'm not even have to defend it. There's no stick to this, right? There's no like, well, we're this version of rock. We're that version of rock. No, this is just timeless rock. You know what I mean? My dad, who's been like my partner the whole time from growing up playing music, he doesn't play. He's just been kind of like the advisor.
Shout out to James.
Jimbo.
Whoa.
Wow. But he's always been like, that was a Jimbo quote I just put. But he didn't say that before Colin joined. He said like, the problem with Bedford is you are not timeless rock. You're too sticky. You know, like a click of rock. A cliche of rock. And I think that came from just like
We didn't know ourselves.
This sounds bad. We could do anything.
Yeah.
Honestly, we could play any genre. We could go out and be like, dude, I'm going to learn the accordion. We're going to be polka now. Like, we could do that in about 2 months. It's just, why? And I guess it's like when, I would always tell Sam, like, dude, why can you, this was when we were way younger, 5 years ago. Like, why can you cover things so well, but like, you don't know your voice yet? Well, that was Bedford in a nutshell. It's like, well, we could play whatever you want to hear, but we don't know what we want to play yet.
Yeah.
And so we kind of just, after we got out of Short & Company, me and Colby brought Bedford back together because me and Colby were like this at that time. And we were like, dude, we got to pick something. Like, and honestly, like, shout out to Mojo Thunder. We were like, dude, that's kind of working. Shout out to Greta Van Fleet. Like, that's kind of working. And we like Led Zeppelin. Let's just do that. Let's do the 70s thing. And even Mojo's moved away from that. Right at the time we jumped on it, they're like, that ain't working. Let's go do something else. Let's be more authentic. And they became more themselves. Like, so it's like, damn, here we are with all these like dragon tattoo merch and stuff. You know, like, what are we going to do with this?
The boys hey, with we're the still dragon selling tattoo.
It. It you was still want some. We got it, but
it was supposed to be All the Wind from Skyrim.
It's a,
if anybody knows that.
Shout out to Trevor. Trevor wrote a song called The Dragon Song. We were like, dude, let's just roll with the dragon. We were like kind of going heavy metal.
Let's just chase the dragon, man. We're chasing the dragon.
Is that like the South Park episode where he's playing Heroin
yeah,
Hero?
Yeah,
you chase
bad.
The dragon, pretty but you just can't ever find it.
That's it. And I just, you know, like I said, everything happens for a reason, man. So it's like getting, if that's what got us out of that and just being like, let's just write a song. What the fuck sounds good, dude? Like, is this catchy? Are people going to want to, and then like all that stuff figures out in the wash, dude. Right.
Let me be real honest with you. I don't remember anything y'all did last time. I will not forget what y'all did tonight. If that makes
sense. I like that. I like that statement.
Good quote.
I'm cool with
I mean,
that.
It's true. I don't know if I just, it was in the mix when we had a lot of that type of vibe in where it was, because that was a thing for a minute, the Southern Rock. And it was awesome. I remember leaving that room going, they're awesome. Bedford is a badass band.
Mm-hmm.
But not one of those originals were something that I could tell you a song that you all played. Like, number one, Sam, you look like a free human being on that bass now. The stuff that you're playing, locking up with Colin on some of the solo stuff.
That's beautiful.
I think that type of, for Shanti Licks.
Yeah, it is.
Bro,
it is.
With that
it
bass
is.
Playing. That creates this lock. I mean, I'm telling you, it's totally different. And it does, I love all music. I love from country to, I love everything. I love Southern rock music,
mm-hmm.
but what you all did felt so much more authentic tonight and so much more true to whatever it is that Bedford is.
It feels better, honestly, playing the songs that we're playing now. Personally, like, I don't know about these two or Tristan, honestly, but like, it feels better to me.
Yeah, it does.
You know,
yeah.
Colin.
Ironically, I'm a huge Southern rock fan. Like,
yes, yeah.
Massive,
bro.
Yeah. Massive. Yeah. Like, we were playing with no, like, I'm not used to playing anything without distortion. Like all that super, like, gnarly, swampy, like,
you're such a funky
that hard
player,
rock, that hard rock shit. Even like, even like those Rage Against the Machine riffs are, dude, those are all Southern rock riffs.
Yeah,
like,
they are.
All
yeah.
that stuff is straight up Skinner 38 mm-hmm. Special Molly Hatchet licks.
Yeah, it is.
Like, and even some of the Allman Brothers stuff is dirty. The Frank mm-hmm. Zappa shit is dirty.
Oh.
And it's like, I love all that shit, but like, I've never been in a band like this, I'll tell you that.
Well, yeah. I mean, honestly, Colin, I think that there's been you being in the band has allowed an evolution for the band that maybe wasn't going to happen otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it was. I don't know. But there's sometimes things just fit. And I think that with the, you know, your all's ability and then adding Colin and his ability to marry all of that together and create not only like a big sound, but just this more dynamic sound, more vibey.
To touch on the dynamics, like I even mentioned the Neil while we were recording, uh-huh. like the fucking sound wave is crazy. I've not, of all the bands of 30 episodes or so I've done, have not seen like a sound wave like this. It is like,
beautiful.
Yeah, I have nothing but good things to say about you all.
That's
like
awesome,
it really is just like, like I said, I love the recorded stuff and I love that sound. But this, whatever this new thing you're doing is right up my fucking alley and I can't wait to see what
there's a lot
do.
More.
Yeah. Like,
awesome.
Big time.
I was getting, before you even say it, I was getting ready to say when, I guess you and I are communicating through the email.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. So Tristan said, I said, man, we're in like July right now, I'm booking, but I could squeeze you guys in. I know you got to travel in a little bit to come in and all that stuff. So I said, you know, what do you think? And he's like, dude, by July, we'll have 40 more songs. We need to get in sooner. We
got
to get some other songs.
It's true though. I mean,
it's great.
Because
I
don't know, dude, like I was finishing one before we started recording. Like now, like it's just, it's inspired me because I can't tell you what the sound is. Like, and I don't want to like find a dictionary definition of it. I know it when I hear it.
Yeah, dude.
Like you said, all those influences and I definitely like, it is a little funky, but I'm also just thinking like, it's like a combination of what could be really cool and what could be really loud and what would I personally want to rock to. And that's what's awesome. Like, but, you know, not to be selfish, but it is like, first and foremost, it's like, do I want to play this? Do I want to rock this?
That should be any songwriter's first thing is like, do I want to play this?
Is this a good song for me? Like, wait a minute. Yeah.
Like, if your first thought is are people going to like this?
Mm-hmm.
I already think you're on the wrong track.
That's where he's authentic. See what I'm saying?
I already think you're on the wrong track.
You got to like what you have to like what you're doing. When you go to a show and you guys, say you guys are going to see a band you've never seen. You walk up and is it your job to give the energy to the performer or is it the performer's job to give the energy to the crowd? If as a writer or prolific, just he never stops, Sam as well, honestly, but you know, the song has to be someone you personally can get down with. If you can't get down with it, how are you going to convince someone else to get down with it?
Yep.
That's not how it works. That's not what being a performer is. You have to have that. You got to get over that hump of insecurity of, no, I'm feeling it. Or in our case, like, well, I'm feeling it. Are you feeling it? It's like, well, hell yeah. Let's just go then. Let's go feel it. And then people will come at it.
When I've
talked
to people at our shows and stuff, because we played at a festival in Colorado last year.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, a lot of people were saying the reason that they liked our band was because they could tell that we were having fun and we liked
that. Translate, man.
That's always been there. And that's what the beauty of Bedford. Like, that's why people, before he ever joined the band, we've already got some like irons in the fire, some followings all everywhere because everybody's been like, dude, even the guy that like is producing for us is like, man, just waiting for it to do that next thing because everybody's been like, man, they look like they're having fun. Like, obviously they like playing music. They've got some talent. Like, they're writing decent songs, good
What's
songs.
What's the point, honestly?
You got to do it for us. You got to do it for yourself.
You're not having
You
got
to do it for yourself.
What's the fucking
point? All right, so all that translates. All the question about whose job is it to bring the energy and the band having fun on. So number one, because if a band is not playing, if they're going, will these people like this? You're going to walk on stage looking for that energy from those people because you're going to go, are they like what we're doing?
Yep.
Are they interested? Are they looking at us? Are they paying attention? Where at the end of the day is it answers itself. If the band's having a good time and the energy doesn't matter because they don't really, it ain't about what's going on. You're there for the show. But if the people on stage can lock in together and it doesn't really matter if the audience isn't feeling it yet, that steamrolls, dude. Yep. That boils over into the audience. The next thing you know, that front line of people is watching, drinking their hand. Then you see everybody get involved. But that's because what you were doing, you were loving to do and you were wanting to do. And it wasn't about creating the right song. It was about let's create
just
this
grooving.
Thing that we love.
Like you all just have a groove and you just like it just sits in there. Like I don't know what you call it, but it's just like you all
do. I mean, and we can jam.
Yeah,
like,
I do too.
To me, I think.
But those guys are still, they're playing jams that they have played those jams. We hit two or three first time ever jams tonight.
Oh yeah. That'll happen every time we play.
Which songs did we do? Which songs did we hit the We threw a drum solo at the end of Bone Orchard, which had never happened before.
That was cool.
So you just
we threw an extra one on Lonely Night.
You just contradicted yourself, bro. Oh, he's like, they're all playing. We didn't plan any
music
of this.
Music is a contradiction. But, well, I did, technically, I didn't. And
didn't
here's,
he? Fellas, am I right?
I didn't. Oh, here's what. I'll defend
you
this.
You caught him in a lie. I'll defend technically.
This. I will defend this. So here's what I, here's specifically what I said.
Here's the,
I
wait,
said, they're jamming. It's awesome. They're playing, but it, they're still rehearsed. They still have that chemistry and that trust to, hey, go back and watch. I called one out. I said, hey, extend this. You got to have, when you have that trust to be like, hey, let's go off cuff.
Well, here's what happened.
We know we'll come back. And we came back.
Well, here's what happened. Right before we hit record, I mean, I was on the in the cans. You went, all right, you play a drum solo. You play a guitar solo. Mm-hmm. You do this. And then we're going to do this. And then you did it.
Yep.
So next gig, you might go, all right, well, then we're going to do this way.
Yeah.
It will never be the same. But, you know, it is a.
There's the meat and potatoes that are the same.
The song's got its.
Yeah. Yes. What ends up being rehearsed, not even rehearsed, but it's that, you know, Colin's down, he looks up at Sam and the eye contact says everything.
Hey, that is everything.
Take this. And then you already know just from the look, there's not a nod, there's not anything. It's a total communication with eye contact because you're so locked into each other and so on point of what's going on, man. That's the beauty of live music and, you know, the beauty of what happens in the studio.
The other secret I'll give to any young band is, you said it, dynamics. Like, if we're soloing and we're really loud and I'm rocking, but then I'm like, I'm bored, let's go somewhere else. You know that something's happening.
Yeah.
Gotta use those ears, bud.
Tristan is cueing, and nobody might know where I mean, but it's like, then you kind of start using your deductive reasoning. What haven't we done in a minute? Pre-chorus, let's go there. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it is that simple. Like, because he's been in the band, what, 4 or 5 months? And we already have the chemistry of a 3-year, 5-year band. And well, it's just, he
been
knows
for,
how
been
to do this.
For a long
he's
time.
A band guy. He's a band guy. He knows how to jam.
He's always been a band guy.
I am a band guy. I was also a band kid. And so at this point, I also might be a band man.
Band man.
We're all band men.
You're band men.
Yeah.
All of us. Band kids.
Also, band dudes.
Something
I will allow band dudes.
Band boys.
Something I wanted to cover you. Like, we were talking about this sound, and the sound and the dynamic is more grown up. And part of the reason we were talking about, like, playing, hoping that people will like it. A lot of that comes from, if you don't have a job and it's all ride and die on people liking it, that puts a lot of stress on people liking
it. We felt like,
you know,
kids.
What I mean?
We felt like kids when we first started jamming.
Dude,
you gotta mix the everyday. Everybody, you know, has something they want to fix about their day to day.
Yep.
Musicians aren't special for that. People that don't play music aren't special for that. The world is made by people that maybe they're not satisfied, maybe they're not that. But the whole reason why I was like, man, I'll play 3 gigs, and then I did it. After one jam, I was like, oh yeah, I'm totally joining this band. And but it was because you said something, because you work with kids and things. It was like, I feel like I'm playing again. You're playing.
Yeah.
You're having, like, we're doing this thing. Like, you have to have that childlike spirit. Yep. Not that insecure, or I'm growing up, you're unsure what's going on. It's like,
shout out to my 10-year-old.
Like, literally,
see you guys in class tomorrow.
You're playing. You got to have that childlike wonderment, you know? Because when you're a kid, you're not thinking about your day. You're not thinking about, I got to wake up and do this. I got to do this. You're just like, cool, I'm here. Let's have fun.
Yeah.
And that's how you got to be.
Yep.
Yeah, it is.
Well, you spoke of stress when you felt like when you have the freedom just to not worry about that anymore and be yourself.
That's it.
You know? And, you know, I think with you two in particular, having the relationship that you had, finding that fit that would complement what you all have done, it was a jump start. I mean, it's a total jump start for any good musician that can come in and personalities fit and playing doesn't step on each other and things like that. So the fact that there was a relationship, a mentor, a little bit of a mentorship before that, I think definitely helps. But you know, man, you guys are so solid as a rhythm section and as a friendship that it boiled down to finding somebody to compliment that. And I do believe musically you found that. And hopefully personally, I'm sure it seems like you found that, you know, early into it. So
yeah,
watch your P's. Mind your P's and Q's, Colin. No, I'm just kidding.
Stay out of this.
No, honestly, it's more like
our personal relationship was already there. Man.
It was. That's what makes it great. That's what makes it great.
For 10 years.
But it also kind of needed to be somebody like Colin. Like me and Sam are even part of this other like little side project grunge thing. And I'm telling them, like, you need somebody like Colin, because I tell this to people, I'm a checkers man. Checkers man. That's a chess guy.
Yeah.
Like, you need somebody that's like just
thinking 16 steps ahead.
Big data, as he calls it. You know, I don't, what the fuck?
All about that big data.
He came into my house the other day and he said, first words out of Colin's mouth were, dude, I'm thinking about that big data.
Right.
Yeah. There's so much nerd shit, bro. I'm a nerd.
Colin's got big data energy.
I'm a nerd.
Yeah.
He's got big data energy.
Big data energy.
BD.
I'm all about big data, baby.
What's up, Colin? So, you guys know Brad. You met Brad the first time you were on, and that he is that same way. He's the yin to my yang when it comes to this stuff, with being able to think strategically and think smart and have a plan. Where that is, I mean, you guys have been here a couple hours. It's totally not like the other place. There's really no plan here.
I don't say we have no. Yeah, there used to be like Neil and then the brains. Now there's just me and Neil, and it's we have to.
All the brains.
Figuring it out.
All the brains are remote, unfortunately.
Yeah, just to like kind of touch on what Neil was saying with Colin. Like, I feel like listening, because I, like I said, I've heard your other stuff and listening to y'all, it was so clear you were like such a good fit for this band. And then to like hear you talk and hear how you fit into like more than just the playing live. Mm-hmm. It's like, I already, like just from following you all for a while, like, feel like you all were going to take off, but like I feel like you have something really, really special, and I can't wait to just see like where you all end up.
I think what they got and what you guys needed was the trust that you have in somebody like you do. And Colin, I don't think that there's a lot of guys that you would invest that much trust in musically and personally. And definitely on from this side of things, man, you all nailed it. You guys are just, I mean, there's not enough words.
It was fucking awesome dope. Tonight. It was sick. Awesome. Like, I don't have a big vocabulary. It was fucking sick. Like, I don't know what to call it, but it was like, like that's I said, more than I expected. And I expected a lot, like, because I've heard a lot of good things and it was way beyond what I expected.
Sick, yeah, dude. Totally. That's good.
Totally great. So I guess we're not doing questions tonight, man. We're going with it. But, What's the future look like for Bedford? I mean, you guys are a few months into this.
Is that, man?
It's
exciting. I don't know.
The future is wherever it takes us.
Yeah.
One day at a time, one brick at a time. Keep as long as we feel good and we're having fun. As long as we keep doing that, that is the plan.
Then I'm gonna ask
nothing is guaranteed.
I'm gonna ask a more specific question then. What about like releases for this year? I know you said you're writing.
Okay, yeah.
He's got a fucking plan. He's actually
We have a plan. We have a plan. I'm not like a
fucking. That's literally like this perfect marketing guy answer is like wherever the wind blows.
None of that is true. That is not true.
Colin, what is going on over here, man?
I have had zero success in my life. Everything you're saying is not true. Like I'm a market dude. What? No. Stop.
So, well, here's the.
No, we do have songs coming out.
I do remember Tristan saying
Tristan and Sam songs. I just play guitar.
I do remember Tristan saying that you finally found the sound. So that means there's some new recordings.
Oh yeah,
that means there's some recordings.
What do you got coming up?
What do we got? There's
dates are not. We have an idea of when they'll be. None of that is decided yet, but. This spring through summer through fall.
There are
songs coming.
All right, sweet.
There are a ton of irons in the fire and we're very excited. We'll have probably releases like posts about them soon. So we'll be looking on our Facebook, Instagram, whatever those are. But when the dates are out, they'll be out.
So we always encourage, the Top Hill recordings to be released. So if you guys want four songs, that'd be
dude, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So when people want to listen to us, listen to us.
Yeah, put them out. It was like, I said it already, but like I've done 30 episodes and I've heard so many good bands in here, but like you all are, they're my favorite.
It's been a long time since I've said that now.
I've been trying not to say it because it's hard to do. And a trio, I think, is super tough. I'm really just a strummer when I play. Like Spencer's my guitar player, but I tried trio stuff with just strumming. That shit sucked. This, like you, such a full sound. Like all you all just... is so tight. Everybody is a fantastic musician. Like what you got as a three piece is killer. Like it, dude. I mean, so
I had a lot
good.
Of fun playing in here. I think it sounded good. It's authentic. It's like, you know, we're still, you know, we played a bunch of new songs for the first time, different arrangements. And I love jam bands. I'm still dying on this sword from earlier where you guys are saying that I didn't like the jam. I love the jam. Okay. And I like that kind of stuff so much. Like this was special what we did in here. We didn't practice for playing soft. We didn't do that. We let the instincts take over.
Yeah,
there's blemishes. There's things, but it's authentic. It's that thing that rock music has lost. Yeah, like it, those things that happen are important musical moments. So like we probably will release these songs because it's a part of the history. It's a part of, that was the first time we played that song and things like they're just songs.
Dude, I think
they're just songs.
We're very lucky. I'm very lucky in particular because I've been privy to all 210 episodes. So I've seen something special happens when we get in settings like this. It really does. I mean, it really takes a little shape of its own and it seems like the more we do it, the more we get it figured out. And the people that come in here and the musicians that come in here have just such a openness and willingness to adjust and perform on the fly. And it's always just been magical, man. For 210 episodes, it's just been super special to be on this side of it. And
Same here on this side.
Nothing less tonight. You guys, I'm super excited to see what, you know, I mean, 38 songs since Colin's been in the band. I mean, we heard 4 songs tonight. So, I mean, there's so much more to come for you guys. I'm super excited to see where that takes us. Where can, you know, our listeners, people that watch, where can they follow? I'm sure Earl's going to ask you guys to do a show after this. So, but before that, where can our people find you?
Man, right now, the best two places would be Facebook and Instagram. For the time being.
Actually, just go to bedford.bio. You can get all your links you want there. Everything is there.
Bedford.bio.
Bedford.bio.
Chess.
Everything they want is all right there, baby.
See, guys?
Check it all out.
I'll just keep writing, baby.
Also, fuck the internet.
I'll just keep writing.
If you want to know about Bedford, come see us.
Yes.
He's like, I don't give a shit about that online stuff, dude. It is what it is.
You want to feel
it? Capture. Like, I'm not going to spend my time being a content creator. That is a hot take in the way of the world, in the way of the media right now. Blips, 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 blips.
Yeah.
We're just a bunch of friends playing songs.
That's true.
Well, a bunch of friends making some killer music is what you're doing. And we are excited to hear some more. Make sure you follow Spencer Corbin over there on the switcher.
Hello.
Earl Bowman here. Look for his stuff and always follow Top Hill Recording. Subscribe on YouTube, on Instagram, all that good stuff. And then see us next time, episode 211. Appreciate you guys. Episode 210, Bedford. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, thank you, fellas.
Thank you guys for having us. Got only your soul
cold. It's born on to blues. What butchers joined our lying? Born on to blues. Yeah. God only your soul of now it's Bon Orchard Blues. What would you do? Twice a week, you won't.